So Kevin McCarthy yesterday called for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign over what we've seen happen on the border. You and I have talked about this at length. And he's saying Mayorkas needs to resign. And if he doesn't, he could potentially face an impeachment inquiry when Republicans take control of the House next year. So McCarthy was at a held a news conference in El Paso during his tour of the southern border. And he said the actions of Mayorkas have produced the greatest wave of illegal immigration in recorded history. This is why today I'm calling on the secretary to resign. Now, you and I know he's not going to. He won't. But I think McCarthy's absolutely right. He says he cannot and must not remain in that position. If Secretary Mayorkas does not resign, House Republicans will investigate every order, every action, and every failure to determine whether we can begin an impeachment inquiry. And I heard, honestly, I heard this and I'm like, yes, yes. I'm like, honestly, I'm all on board with if he will not resign, if they cannot force his resignation, they need to move forward with this. And McCarthy said that he's spoken to Representative Jim Jordan and James Comer. So they're the ranking Republicans then on the Judiciary and Oversight Committees. And McCarthy says they have his complete support to investigate the collapse of the border. And McCarthy said the American public deserves more, deserves better, and expects more within their government. Enough is enough. We will do whatever it takes, McCarthy says. So calling on Alejandro Mayorkas to resign or face impeachment. Now, you and I have talked about the president there, and some of my callers have said, yeah, move forward on impeaching the president. If Republicans are going to, take control, they want to see the president impeached. And if Republicans are to pursue any impeachment of anybody, I think Mayorkas is the guy. This is the one impeachment I would solidly get behind, would be the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas for what's happened on the border. And I don't lean toward, I think there should be investigations. We'll see, given what's going on right now. I mean, the difficulty of being able to investigate and people coming forward with information, that's then going to be suppressed by the media, not going to be reported. It's one of the reasons why I appreciate what McCarthy is doing here. He's gone down to the border and he's holding news conferences down on the border. And he has said he wants to force Joe Biden to come to the border, have these conversations, and to put the administration in a position where they can't deny what's going on, right? And I think this is a great strategy. If there is one person that I would like to see impeached, it would be Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security. And it's because of what's happening on the border. As you know, there is no border. We've thrown open the gates, letting people in. It's just been absolutely incredible what we've seen. And there are, and I saw a story this morning, the figure of 11 million. How long have you and I been using the figure of 11 million people that are in the country illegally? Decades, I think. Well over 10 years we've been using that figure. 11 million people who have come into the country, and there's folks, there are some that are saying it's far in excess of that. It's far, far in excess of that that we have seen. So this move to call on Mayorkas, again, I don't think he would resign. It's hardly the first time Republicans have called on him to resign. But they're not in control of the House of Representatives yet. When it comes to pursuing an impeachment, I'm curious to know your thoughts on this, how you view it, how you think about it. I mean, honestly, I get very, very frustrated with what this president is doing. And I know there are those who say we ought to impeach Joe Biden, and the likelihood of being able to do that, I mean, is I think, incredibly difficult. Not only because of what's going on in Washington, but in part because of what's happened with the media. We've got a legacy media, state media, that's not giving you the truth. CBS News, 2 years after the fact, is, you know, now finally reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop 2 years later. How in that atmosphere can people actually understand exactly what's going on? But this issue of Mayorkas, I would love to see him removed. Seriously. If he will not resign, impeach him. And I would love to hear from you. Phone lines are open this morning at 336-1320, 336-1320, toll-free 800-228-4435, 800-228-4435, and you can drop me an email anytime, greg@kelradio.com, greg@kelradio.com is my email address. So it's, Mayorkas, what's happened on the border, what's going on at the southern border. I think Kevin McCarthy is absolutely right about this. I'm glad to see him go to the border. I'm glad to see him try to call the president to the border to make this an issue and to threaten the impeachment of Mayorkas. That would be one impeachment I would be solidly in favor of, absolutely behind, because of what he has done at the border, what he is, you know, overseeing the border, and the absolute destruction of it that we have seen ongoing. It's just absolutely incredible. So let me hear from you. 336-1320, toll free 800-228-4435. McCarthy, prior to his trip to Texas, said that he was going to go down, sit down with Border Patrol agents, get firsthand knowledge of what's happening today, because I don't trust what Secretary Mayorkas has told the nation. Who does? Who does? I mean, every time he opens his mouth, it's... So Republicans are aiming directly at Mayorkas, making him a focal point of the Biden administration's leadership on what's happening at the border and the crisis. Mayorkas, as you know, has repeatedly said the border is secure. His agency has claimed that the border is closed, and it's not what we've seen. And in the midst of this, you've got folks, I think, that are, this is one of the things that is on the minds of so many of us. You know, Republicans have accused the Biden administration of making things worse because they rolled back Trump's border policies, such as the Remain in Mexico policy. They also narrowed interior enforcement. Republicans in July issued a blueprint for how they would secure the border. So they want to reinstate policies like the Remain in Mexico policy. That's the one you'll remember. It kept migrants in Mexico while their immigration claims were actually processed, most of which are denied anyway, right? Most of those are denied. So did it not make sense to keep them in Mexico rather than entering the country? And what we have seen, you know, as we talk about this issue, you know, it really is, there is a lot of pain in a lot of countries. It's absolutely understandable. What we see happening in a number of countries around the world, that people are, I understand why they are fleeing. I understand why they want to find a better life than what they're finding. And I think many of us do. Legal pathways, allowing people into the country legally. But what's happened on the border, it's just been shocking, honestly. Have you not been shocked as you watch what's transpired? So I'm glad to see Kevin McCarthy really zeroing in on Alejandro Mayorkas, and either he's going to resign or he's going to face an impeachment inquiry when Republicans take control of the House. And I'm like, absolutely. He is not fulfilling his responsibilities to the country. So I would love to hear from you. 336-1320 is the Kevo hotline. 336-1320, toll free, 800-228-4435, 800-228-4435. And I know some would like, they want to see, and some of our callers have talked about it, they want to see, you know, Joe Biden impeached. And I understand that. I understand that. As we look at what's going on, I would prefer to concentrate on issues where Democrats, in this case, Mayorkas, you know, they're vulnerable. And Mayorkas is it. He's it. He has got to go. McCarthy was pretty strong about this. He cannot and must not remain in that position. If Secretary Mayorkas does not resign, then we will investigate every order, every action, every failure to determine whether we can begin an impeachment inquiry. So that whole thing on the border is just absolutely incredible. You hear the White House, their reaction to what's going on in the border. I think this administration has cause to worry. Because if it's not about what Mayorkas is doing and what's happening on the border and the marching orders that Mayorkas clearly has been given by this administration, and the pushback then coming from Republicans, Kevin McCarthy leading the charge against Mayorkas, if it's not that, it's the issue of Hunter Biden's laptop, any congressional inquiries into the Hunter Biden laptop. You've had Republicans saying they will pursue that issue. Not only Hunter Biden, but Joe Biden's involvement in those issues. I think there are a number of things here that have got to give Republicans pause. So the White House yesterday pushing back on McCarthy's trip to the border, and Karine Jean-Pierre saying McCarthy has no plan. The Republican Party has no. Of course, they've got a plan. First of all, let the Border Patrol do their jobs. Let the Border Patrol do their jobs. We knew it was working. Look at the during the presidency of Donald Trump and the way that the border was being handled versus what we are seeing now. So to say that there's no plan is, again, another lie. Every time these people open their mouths, there's a complete absence of truth in what they're saying. So she said, McCarthy has no plan. The Republican Party has no plan. They knew nothing except political stunts. Please, please. The reason McCarthy's gone to the border is to force the president's attention. And I don't know. The difficulty here is they're just going to continue to deny. They're in a mode of denial, and they will deny, 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 deny. That's what we have seen repeatedly from this administration. Whether it is on any one of a number of issues. But I think McCarthy's on the right track. Just push as hard as you can. Republicans are correct. Going to the border, trying to force the president to go to the border, actually see what's ongoing at the border, versus from Washington. And then what has he done? I think, the vice president has been in Texas, but even she has not been at the border. I think Republicans are right to go after Alejandro Mayorkas. He's not going to resign, pursue impeachment. Because this guy is, what's happening on that border. You and I have talked about it previously. The amount of fentanyl that's coming over the border, so on. And I know there are some that don't like McCarthy. There are a lot of questions about whether or not Kevin McCarthy is actually going to be the leader of Republicans in the House. I think a lot of that is a distraction. I think a lot of that is being pushed by media. Because that's it. And they love that division. Because the division within the Republican Party means then that the Republican Party as a whole is just that much less effective. And I think this is something that, at least for me, I'm behind McCarthy solidly on this issue of the border and Mayorkas. I would love to hear from you. 336-1320. Good morning, Josh. You're on Kello.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
Hey, Bill.
The great state of Minnesota. The sun is coming up, and God is still in charge.
Right.
Despite Mayorkas and all this debacle, I think McCarthy's on the right track. He's been pretty spot on with his analysis. And if the Republicans will just have some wisdom, have some leadership. All of this can just highlight how different it is when you have real leadership versus what we have now, which is chaos, absolute chaos. I am just one thing this kind of leadership has done. I think I'm like a lot of people. I look at this country and how it's being run, and it affects me, my own life. It affects how I think about myself. I mean, I want to have a country where you feel safe.
Yes.
Where you feel like, hey, somebody in charge knows what's going on. And we haven't had that for 2 years. We've had the opposite. And so then you have to go to a larger. You should always be, you know, understanding that God's in charge of Biden and all these guys. And regardless of who's the president, who's the whatever office Mayorkas has, we have to answer to him. And how we conduct ourselves makes all the difference. And whether we actually have
Agreed. That's absolutely true. I'll pick up on that coming up. Josh, I appreciate the call. Thank you, my friend. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Josh. Man, I love every time I hear Boston. It's great to have you along this morning. A reminder, no Greg Belford show tomorrow or Friday due to the Thanksgiving holiday. And I want to wish you and your family and your friends a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great holiday. Well, the big story this morning, Kevin McCarthy demanding the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And the reason is because of his handling of the crisis on the southern border. And McCarthy said yesterday that unless he resigns, and Republicans have been calling for this for some time, Republicans have been calling on Mayorkas to resign, and McCarthy said, unless he resigns, we will move forward to see whether or not an impeachment is possible and needed. And I'd love to get your thoughts on this at 336-1320. If you'd like to join the program, 336-1320. Toll free 800-228-4435, 800-228-4435, and you can drop me an email anytime, greg@kelloradio.com, greg@kelloradio.com is my email address, and I would love to hear from you. So McCarthy said, and I think it's a bit of an understatement, talking about Mayorkas, he says he cannot and must not remain in that position. I agree. I think that's been clear to a lot of us here for some period of time. And McCarthy said, if Secretary Mayorkas does not resign, House Republicans will investigate every order, every action, and every failure to determine whether we can begin an impeachment inquiry. And, you know, as we talk about potential impeachments with Republicans here expected to get control of the House, well, you listen to the media, it sounds like Kevin McCarthy is still far from actually being the Republican leader. We'll see. But McCarthy sure was acting like it. He sure was acting like it. And as I heard this, I'm fully supportive of this. Impeaching Mayorkas. If he's not going to resign, remove him. Get him out of the way. Impeach him, he's done, he's out of it. Boom, boom. And this is something that I think is not only overdue, but absolutely necessary. As you know, we've talked a lot about border security. And one of the reasons that we've talked about border security so much is that this administration and its approach to border security, you know, it's so laughable that Joe Biden is this moderate, you know, he's still trying to be portrayed as if somehow he's some kind of moderate, right? He's a moderate that appeals to Democrats and appeals then to Republicans able to reach across the aisle. What have we seen from this president and this administration that will constitute any kind of reach across the aisle? You know, what we have seen over and over again is this administration delivering a slap in the face to Republicans on any one of a host of issues. The White House responding to McCarthy yesterday and saying, McCarthy has no plan. The Republican Party has no plan. They do nothing except political stunts. Really? Is enforcing the law a political stunt? They do nothing and they have no plan? The plan here is to enforce the laws that Congress has passed, that Democrats have passed, and Republicans. It's not as if, you know, I get so weary of Democrats acting as if Republicans are pulling all of this right out of thin air. They're manufacturing what it is that we're seeing, and they're pulling it all out of thin air as the laws that we have passed just get shredded, absolutely shredded by this president, by this administration, and by, in this case, Mayorkas at the border. So I am, if there was one impeachment, seriously, if there's one impeachment, this would be the one I'd be in favor of. Honestly. Because I know many say, well, look, we need to impeach Joe Biden. Given the political makeup right now, and given the fact that the media is an absolute joke, because the media is a joke, right? It's not as if they're out there fairly reporting on things. The media is just now reporting, CBS, the state media, just now reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop. 2 years ago, Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes, can't even talk about it. So I think the honestly, the way to go here is to if Mayorkas won't resign, then impeach him. I'd love to hear from you. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. 336-1320, toll free 800-228-4435. Good morning, Craig. You're on Kello.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, Craig.
Yeah, in my opinion, the number one job of the federal government and Mayorkas or DHS is to protect the American people. And they have failed beyond belief on that stated goal. I think that's the goal, is to keep us safe. And
supposedly, that's a goal.
Yeah, you would hope so, but they sure aren't living up to that. And yeah, some of the things that have happened on that border, we don't even know. I don't think, the beginnings of it, what's really happening, and the amount of terrorists that could have came across. We could be dealing with this for the next 5 to 10 years, much less just the day-to-day burglaries and rapes and robberies and murders.
So are you glad to see Kevin McCarthy making this a big issue? And in fact, he's trying to get the president to come to the border and have these conversations. What's your reaction to this, Craig?
Yes, I think that's a great idea. Force them to address the issue. And yeah, that's what you got to do with them, is force it, because they aren't going to do it on their own. And hopefully they really keep pushing on this and don't back off. And we don't get the power till January, so this is still a ways away to really push.
Yes, agreed.
But yes, I credit them, and I hope they just keep pushing and get something done.
Well, I'm glad you called. I appreciate your perspective, and I feel very much the same way. Larry, it's good to hear from you. Good morning. You're on Kello.
Thank you, Greg. Happy Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, you too, my friend.
In my career, I've held a variety of roles where we focus on root cause analysis. And it's because incidents have occurred and you try to figure out how to make sure it's not going to happen again or why did it happen. And what you don't do is, you know, if there's a safety incident, you don't blame the person that was involved with the safety incident. You try to find, was it a cultural issue? Was it, you know, we didn't have the right tools or mechanisms or systems in place? Did we not train them right? And I think it's really not good use of time to go through an impeachment, because I don't think, you know, the root cause is not the individual in that role. This is a much deeper problem that is manifesting itself in many areas of our government. So I don't think it's good productive use of the Republicans' time or the people's resources. I think if they're going to spend time trying to figure something out, they got to go deeper and try to figure out why is he being asked to be lenient at the border? And honestly, who's controlling the president? It's not him. Who's controlling the president is the same entities that are controlling the media. And I don't know if it's domestic or foreign or a combination of the two, but it's all intertwined. And I'm not trying to sound like a crazy here, but like if you look at what's going on, whether it be rapidly running to electric vehicles when we don't have any minerals or, you know, or the resources to do it, to destroy our fossil fuel industry, which is our only source of heat in our homes and fuel in our vehicles, to opening up the border to allow anybody into the border to, you know, coming after. It's a much deeper issue than this individual. Got to focus on the root cause.
So you ignore then what Mayorkas is doing. Can you not do both at the same time?
You could if you have the resources, but they're just going to replace him with someone else that does, you know, does it maybe a little bit more tactfully. You know, they're just going to replace him with somebody else. And then you have spent that time doing what? Replacing a bad with maybe a worse. It was like replacing Saddam Hussein. Was that, you know, what happens when he's gone? It might be something worse.
So yeah, I don't think you're I appreciate it, but I don't think you're living in the real world. I mean, and I'm not in disagreement with you, Larry, but
I live in the real world, Greg. I wake up every day, put my pants on and go live my life, and I have a career and a very successful, happy family. I'm living in the real world, and I'm thinking about what my grandkids' future is going to look like, and replacing this guy is not going to solve the border problem. Not the root cause.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. 336-1320, toll free, 800-228-4435. I don't agree with this. We don't hold people accountable. You know, we got to get to the root cause. Okay, this is Congress, right? You understand that? This is Congress. This is politics in Washington. I mean, this is politics in Washington. So it might seem really clear to you and your perspective that I live in the real world, but you know, none of us live in that world. None of us live in that world. And I think you've got to start somewhere. And so you're going to have a pretty difficult time making the case to me that somebody else is just going to replace him and it's the same problem, therefore do nothing. You're not going to sell me on that. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. Marty, I'm glad you called. You're on Kello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Mayorkas needs to go. The problem is going to be that the Senate has final say on whether he goes or not.
And right.
You know what's going to happen there. But hopefully there will be enough issues and enough truth that comes out of this. One of the things that conservative media talks about it, but so many people don't understand how many people are dying as they come across the border.
Right.
And how many of the young people who are coming across the border end up having to traffic drugs or end up in the human sex trafficking industry because they can't afford to pay the coyotes to come across.
Right.
And
those are pretty chilling stories as you hear those.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yep.
If you check into it and find out how many children disappear into the human trafficking system every year, it's mind-boggling. And the whole thing, you know, if you've ever listened to Chuck Schumer or read any of his things, this is on purpose. They eventually want to give citizenship to everybody coming here illegally in the hopes that they will then have democratic control over this country into eternity.
Yeah. Yeah. All great points, Marty. It's good to hear from you. I appreciate it. Some great calls, different perspectives. I appreciate them.